remains controlled by the Communist Party. Opposition views are suppressed through controls on television, radio, and newspapers. Policing of the internet also takes place, with websites or chat rooms including anti-government sentiments being blocked or closed. Public displays of anti-government feelings are also restricted. The most well-known of these is the 1989 suppression of the pro-democracy demonstration. Over 1,000 people were killed during the violent police and arrest response, and many more were imprisoned. Mao's rural development, focused with a socialist framework, has influenced government approaches to development in other parts of the world. In addition, some revolutionary groups in the South, such as Salandro Lomiso in Peru, have adopted Mendoza principles. In practice, the concept of African socialism came under increasing attack in the late 1960s and early 1970s from both advocates of capitalist development and those following the more Soviet-style socialism. Despite the claims to African authenticity, it was clear that ideals of classless society and the African communal way of life were not always as evident as had been claimed. The internal divisions, along with external pressures, resulted in the gradual disintegration of the African populist socialist project. Afro-Marxism reflects an ideology approach drawing on the class analysis of Marx and focusing on the policies adopted in the USSR and associated states. This became more popular in the late 1960s and was a response to the perceived limitations of the African